Regional cinemas have done it tough over the course of the pandemic. It's been hard getting bums on chairs, of course, with capacity restrictions on venues. And the federal government recognise this and are handing out grants to help cinemas through this time. I'm joined by Ian Roberts, chair of the Blyth Regional Cinema, one of the cinemas to receive a grant from the federal government. Ian, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So the federal government have been handing out grants to local cinemas, and Blyth is one of the lucky recipients.
Yes, we are feeling very fortunate and grateful for that grant. We were closed for 3.5 months last year, and then at variously 25%, 50%, 75%, and some of those restrictions came at a time when we were doing really good bookings for a couple of Aussie films. So it's come at a pretty good time for us, I'd have to say.
And it looks like as well that movies are on the rebound now as well, with easing restrictions across South Australia. How's the cinema doing at the moment?
Well, it's unfortunately, the distributors are still not releasing too many blockbusters, and so that's holding us back a bit. And some of the companies are going direct to digital as well as releasing to cinemas, so that's also cut into the numbers that might otherwise have come. So all in all, COVID changed a lot of things, and eventually we're hoping that we're going to get back to where we were before it all started, but it's just going to take a while, I think.
So how much money was granted to the Blyth Regional Cinema?
We were granted $35,000, which is the standard amount, apparently, for those, I think, under $1 million in gross takings for the year. And you had to have, I think it was about 30% less than the year before in takings. We were actually down 60%, so we were well within the criteria.
And what kind of things would this money be put towards? Just upkeep of the cinema?
Well, we when we applied, you had to mark what you were going to use it for. I guess the first thing is to make sure we can keep our part-time manager and not have to put her off and then find someone else when we do crank up. The second thing was to promote the cinema, to get out there and tell people we're still here, we're still going. And the third thing was for capital works, and we've got a major second theatre build underway, and not that we're going to use it for that, but it's going to allow us to make a designated office for our manager. So they're the three key things. And the other thing that Screen Australia, as part of the contract, we have to work with them to screen Australian films. And that's no chore at all, because really the Australian films are what kept us going from July to December and then into March. So we're quite happy with that, again, criteria.
And I know you said that outside of the Australian stuff, blockbusters were a little bit hard to come by, but I guess the good news is Fast and Furious is on the way.
It is, and Black Widow, and there's a few others sort of in the pipeline. I think because America and England are starting to open up, they're now looking at releasing some of those. While it was just the Australian market pretty much fully open, I don't think it makes enough money for the movie companies, so they've been holding them off.
For sure. And all the best, and hopefully the grant hits the spot. But Ian, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you.
That was Ian Roberts, the chair of the Blyth Regional Cinema, on your Classic It's Breakfast.